September 21st, 2016, Arizona City Regular Board Meeting.
Call this meeting to order. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And this is our regular scheduled board meeting on September 21st, 2016. Present are Board Chairman Tim McCain, Betty Harding, and Dean Cron. Those are in person. And we also have by telephone, Steve Ross is joining us by telephone. Guests, welcome. Thank you for being here with us today for our meeting. And let's move right on to the Fire Chief's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the Fire Chief's report, I handed off one to all the board members. There's 34 items on the board report. We'll skip over the first one. We'll go down to training first. I'll just highlight one or a few from each section. Under training, the district's daily training for the month of August was donning and doffing structural firefighting gear and self-contained breathing apparatus. Captain Lopez, Captain Ethington, Captain Hemmings, and myself conducted those drills, and we moved on to the September drill to take that process forward. Number nine, on the 19th of September, we attended the ACES Site Council. The chairman and I attended that to help with the school improvement process and help with the strategic vision moving forward. And on the week of September 5th, three members and I, including Captain Lopez here in the audience today, went to the 2016 Arizona State Fire School. It was Captain Lopez, Engineer Brown, Engineer Reyes, and myself. Procedures and SOP, number 12, ongoing. Again, the continuing development of new business model to make our classroom that we're sitting in right here certified IFSAC and Pro Board training and testing facility. This will bring additional revenue for us to move the district forward as well.
Chief, do we have a timeframe of when that might be taking place, or what's?
We're hoping within the next 90 days, we'll get our certification letter.
Okay, great. Thank you.
On the second page, item 21, under community service, on the 17th of September, the Arizona City Fire District Association held their Sloppy Joe dinner. I think we ended up serving 50 meals, if I remember right. Do you remember, Betty, by any chance?
No, I don't.
I think it was right around 50 meals for a Sloppy Joe dinner. This weekend, we have the Boys and Girls Club fundraiser. It's their annual Arizona City fundraiser for their funds here to have a classroom at ACES to be able to meet here in town versus going to Casa Grande. And then the week after, we have the ACES Sports Program, where we donate all the money for those processes to the ACES Sports Program so they can acquire the jerseys and equipment they need to be able to have league play. Under school events and groups, number 27, just to highlight, we're continuing to meet with the Citizen on Patrol meetings monthly. Right now, there's three or four of those that are still going through summer, and it'll start being more active here in October. And finally, under contracts and business issues, number 34, Captain Lopez has been working with our corporate contact at Waxy Corporation, which is a cost savings for us for materials and supplies going forward. And Captain Lopez, if you'd like to say a few words about that, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Yes, as of now, we've been using a lot of our material, and we've been saving a lot of money on different products that we buy. And according to our paper, all the paper towels we used to use, now we only use maybe one roll for the whole month instead of using three, four C4 papers. So we're starting to save a lot of money on paper products plus our cleaning equipment. We're down to our last half gallons of the stuff, old stuff that we have. And we started using new stuff, and everybody, like you can notice at the station, now the station get a whole lot cleaner, looks better. And the good products that we have now is making us look good. So thank you for helping us support that.
Thank you, Captain Lopez.
This is another thing that just trying to help us in our cost effectiveness and cost savings allows us to value, put more money back into the training program and back into personnel and salaries to help us with this. So, you know, this is something that is really two cost savings. One is on the materials themselves, and Captain Lopez was able to negotiate to get that down. The second part he was is he worked with the delivery company to get those supplies delivered free of charge. So I don't have to take somebody to go to town, to Walmart, Sam's Club, hardware stores to get this stuff done. It saves us that money coming here as well. Okay? So if we could, we'll go back to page one under manpower. This month, we had an opening on B shift for one of our firefighter engineers. We were able to fill that spot during the month with Ron Weathers, who's here with us today. Ron came from the Nissan Corporation. He's the firefighter EMT. He's also trained in wildland and hazmat training as well. And he signed up for paramedic school in January, so he's going to be a busy man. So he was able to have Marie and his wife here with us today, and some of his family that I'll let him introduce when we get done. But Ron, if you'll come forward, please. So we do our oath when you come in at the board meeting, so if you will repeat after me, please. This is for the Arizona City Fire District. Raise your right hand, please. I state your full name.
I, Ronald Robert Weathers Meyer.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
I will bear true faith.
I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies.
And defend them against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
And impartially discharge the duties.
And impartially discharge the duties.
Of an employee.
Of an employee.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
So Ron, maybe if you'd introduce
your family. Oh,
yeah. You rock it. Let's talk that early.
All right. Mr. Chairman, this is my mother and father-in-law. My wife, Marie. This is my sister, Jennifer, my other sister, Emily, and their children. And this is my mother, Peggy. Fortunate guests are all coming.
And there's another event that everybody's in town for, correct?
Yes, my wife has actually just started her third trimester, and this Saturday is her baby shower, so that's what brings everyone into town. So it's
not just
it's yeah. So it just worked out. It makes me look good, Chief.
So yeah, I think you won for the biggest group that came.
Right, the winner. All right. So we got that going for us.
No, thank you. Thank you for coming.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you for joining our district.
Yes. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And that's all I have for the fire chief's report, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions or comments or anything you want to ask of the chief over his report? All right, then we will move on directly to the staff report. So you can turn to number 6 in your book, and we'll go over the staff reports. Chief?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. For the month of August, from August 1st to August 31st, we ran a total of 138 calls. 4 of those calls were fire. So the balance of 134 were EMS calls. And if you turn to the second page of the report, you'll see this is our injury report during the month of August. There were no injuries to our firefighters or staff throughout the month. And on the third page, you'll see a breakdown of the fires. Again, for those 4 fires, we had one which was a passenger vehicle fire. We had one which was outside rubbish fire outside a structure. We had 2 rubbish fires or trash fires near or about a structure for a total of 4. Of the 104 calls identified as rescue and emergency medical services, 1 was medical assistance, 18 was emergency medical services of other, 81 were EMS calls excluding vehicle accidents, 2 were motor vehicle accidents with injuries, and 2 were motor vehicle accidents, pedestrians accidents as well, or a pedestrian versus a car. That was a total of 138 from there. On the fourth page again, this is a breakdown of our response for lights and sirens. Of those 134 calls, 85 were lights and sirens, 17 were initial lights as the sirens were turned off, and then 1 started that way and downgraded as well to code 2. And on the final page of the staff report, this is our 90% fractile response times. You'll see our 90% fractile response time for the month of August was 7 minutes and 0 seconds. Our average response time, which is we're going for 90% of the time, is less than 5 minutes. You'll see for the month of August, the average response time was 4 minutes and 25 seconds. So you'll see the highest response time again was 10 minutes and 0 seconds. This was a night again where we had the back, the back, the back. So this is from the initial dispatching for the first call to we were able to respond for that third call. We were there within 5 minutes, but the total response time on that third call was right at 10 minutes before we got the ambulance there. And that is the breakdown for the monthly report.
Any questions? No. No? All right, let's keep moving on. Number seven, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence for this?
I received one correspondence, which was thank you from the Boys and Girls Club for hosting the event that they had, or we're going to have this weekend, again, which is a pancake breakfast and a car wash. We provide all the materials for the pancake breakfast. We do all the cooking with them. All they're responsible for is the manpower for the car washes. And then all the proceeds for that event, we pay for the food out of the district's budget. All the proceeds will go directly to the Boys and Girls Club of Arizona City. And again, it's earmarked to try to get the classroom at ACES for them to use throughout the year, and if we can do enough of these throughout the summer as well.
Wonderful. Yeah, they have a lot of kids over there at the Boys and Girls Club, kids that are sticking around after school to stay there. Some of them don't have places to go home, really, until later in the evening, so wonderful. Okay, consent agenda. All items under the consent agenda will be approved under one motion unless one of the governing board members pulls an item for further discussion. And is there anything that anyone would like to pull, or would you like to make a motion that we accept the consent agenda?
I have a question, but I don't know if this is the time to do it.
Okay.
It was in regard to our last meeting on the 23rd or 24th. And normally we can go to, or I can go to the site and hear the conversation.
Okay.
And there was nothing on it. It was blank.
Yeah, what had happened is, remember, if you remember, we decided to stay in open forum, but we were talking so lowly that the recording didn't pick us up. So I did it with a written note. So if you look below there, you'll see a Word document, and it has everything in there.
Okay. I didn't see the Word document. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
That's funny that we were, because it doesn't seem like we were talking any lower than.
Well, there were only the speakers in front of him. We did not have speakers.
Oh, did we not have all of them?
Oh,
no, we didn't. No, because we. He questioned you, why don't we? And you said this would work just fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that discussion, you have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
And a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, that would be Betty. Hey, Steve, how you doing in there? We did get a second from Dean, so your seconds, you know, not is worthless over there. So just messing with you, Steve.
Ouch!
I'm just messing with you. We do have a motion by Betty and a second by Dean. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, moving on. Call to the public. Comments from the public, those wishing to address the Arizona City Fire District Board need to request permission in advance by filling out a request to address the board card, which I do not have any. Did you get any, Chief?
I did not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We'll move right on to number 10, old business. Discussion and possible action regarding Chief Heaton's contract, and we were waiting from information from the county lawyer.
Yes.
And no information.
So, Attorney Castell has not responded back yet. So
okay.
I let him know again. He's been out of the office.
Okay.
So I was going to stop in today when I was over there for jury duty, but I didn't have a chance to be able to get back in time. But I'll follow up with him again on that as well. There's a couple of things once we get the back I'd like to discuss, but we'll do that in executive session once we get his approval for.
Okay. So we'll push that to next month then.
Yes, please.
And no new business. So we're going to get out of here in record time today. Next meeting date is October 19th, 2016, and if you would like to have you pile too much stuff, I can't see a calendar, Chief. That was my calendar over there.
October the 4th would be the 19th. The third Wednesday would be the 19th.
Yes, the third Wednesday will be the 19th, and then if you'd like to get any anything in for business would be on the 11th, correct? The Tuesday prior?
Tuesday prior.
So that would be the date to make sure any information or any requests for business or agenda items added to the meeting by then. Without anything else on the agenda, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. You want to make that motion?
Steve Parkland.
Hey, you want to make the motion to adjourn? Steve?
I would. I'd like to make that motion to adjourn.
And do we have a second? There you go. And that would be Steve Ross making the motion and Dean seconding the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And this meeting is adjourned. That was quick.
That was nice.
So, Ron, we'll get your family up.
Steve, thank you very much for calling in. And I'm sorry.